Convene and take off on item number 8, compensation for livestock damage. This is a decision. So thanks for bearing with us, Dan, on the break. So it's up to you.
Thank you. And good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Director Unsworth, and commissioners. My name is Dan Brinson. I am the conflict management prevention section manager. I can make this as brief as you would like. This amendment to the WACs have had a briefing a month ago, and the notebook materials really haven't changed except for the addition of a recommended adjustment, which simply adds the word applicable when dealing with the salvage value of a bull. So sometimes there is no salvage value if the animal is, the carcass is deteriorated or has been consumed as part of the depredation. So the addition was the result of public input, just to reduce the likelihood of any vagueness in that part. So if you'd like me to go through the presentation, I can. Or if you're comfortable with the notebook materials as they are, we can do it that way.
I think we're comfortable with the notebook materials. Yeah.
All right. So I guess the action that the department would request would be to amend WACs 220-440-170 and 220-440-180 as presented with the recommended adjustment.
Is the rest of the commission comfortable with where we are? Yeah. Not here.
You want me to read it?
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Then I'll turn
Mr.
over.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend WAC 220-440. 170 and 220, 440, 180 as presented.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
Can we just get him to blow through really quick?
Sure, yeah.
I'm sorry, but you know, we don't need to get him to speed.
Sure, no, I thought I was off the hook, but let's do this. Okay, so this is a rule amendment to a couple of WACs that have to do with the compensation for livestock damaged by wolves. A little bit of history. Both the Wolf Conservation and Management Plan and those WACs just described allow for the eligibility for compensation for damage to livestock caused by wolves. So the department has a compensation program for both direct, like the death or injury of livestock, and indirect. These would be greater than normal loss, like reduced weight, reduced pregnancy rates, and such caused by the stress of the presence of wolves. So far to date, since 2012, the department's received 16 claims. Compensation was paid for damage to cattle, sheep, and one guard dog. Payments totaled over $35,000 for 14 direct claims, and a little over $65,000 for two indirect claims. So since 2012, the department's paid $101,291 over the past 6 years. What we intend to do with this amendment is four things. Aligning the specific language so that the livestock producer has to exhaust all available compensation from nonprofit organizations. So that's a cleanup in the language in the WAC, because it just said from other sources. So we wanted to make sure that that was clear and in line with the RCW. Clarifying, a livestock producer can use an independent assessor or market sales receipts from their last sale or the next upcoming sale to estimate the value of the damage of their livestock. So that just is a clarifying way so that the producer that has lost or that has incurred some depredation, it's very clear on how that compensation is determined. And it also aligns the language in the WAC on the payment schedule for confirmed and probable wolf depredation on grazing lands, whether they're small or large, 100 acres being the number of acres it differentiates. because on a smaller grazing land, it's presumed that we will likely find any depredated livestock. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to clarify, at one of my first hearings as a commissioner, we had some ranchers come in, and they were real unhappy about the time it took to get compensation, and it was about the having to wait until the next sale to establish the cost of a steer or a calf. So is the middle point there our answer to that?
It is.
And I want to make sure that it's up to the rancher whether they want to wait or they can go with an earlier assessment.
Yes, they have basically three options. They can get an assessment of the value, the current value of the animal at time of loss, or they can use receipts from the previous sale or receipts from the next sale.
Thank you.
Yep.
Dan, I think I've got caught up.
Are you caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, I was on a roll, you sure? Okay. Yeah, any other questions?
Are you sure, Jay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have a motion.
You want to and a motion?
Do it again?
Okay.
Yep, do it again. I move to amend WACs 220, 440, 170, and 220, 440, 180 as presented.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? J2, second it.
Number 4 or 5 is where I'm at.
Now you threw me off my cadence here. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Dan. Motion carries.